You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday marked the 10th anniversary of the Tūhoe raids. The raids were a series of armed police arrests in 2007, carried out in response to an alleged military-style training camp in the Uruwera Mountains near Ruatoki. The targets were members of Tūhoe, who had long held grievances against the Crown, particularly over land.
I saw all these people in black, and this man had a dog, and it was right behind me, and just saw all these lights and these guns, and it was really scary.
Around 300 police, including members of the Armed Offenders Squad, were involved in the raids, in which four guns and 230 rounds of ammunition were seized, and 17 people arrested, including activist Tama Iti.
Tonight on 3 News, we're live from the Bay of Plenty, where police say a military-style activist plot has been foiled.
Raids have taken place from Auckland to Christchurch in the hunt for firearms and other weapons. More than 300 police have been used in the swoops.
We have today taken enforcement action in connection with an operation we've had running over the course of 2006-2007. The operation has been looking at training camps involving individuals with firearms and other weapons.
According to police, the raids were a culmination of more than a year of surveillance that uncovered and monitored the training camps. Search warrants were executed under the Summary Proceedings Act to search evidence relating to potential breaches of the Terrorism Suppression Act. Of 17 people arrested, just 4 came to trial in February and March 2012 and were found guilty on some firearm charges. On the more serious charge of belonging to an organised criminal group, the jury was unable to agree. The raids were highly controversial, with the Māori and Green parties condemning them, protests followed, and political commentators came out against them.
It was a disgrace, actually. It was one of the worst things that's ever happened in terms of recent New Zealand history. And New Zealanders should be shocked about this.
Legal battles have continued since 2007. In September 2011, the Crown dropped the charges for 13 of the 17 defendants after the Supreme Court ruled certain evidence inadmissible. In 2012, the 4 remaining defendants went to trial. However, the jury was unable to agree on a verdict for the major charge of belonging to an organised criminal group, but found all defendants guilty of some firearms charges and not guilty on others. Tama Iti and Rangi Kaiwhiria Kimara were sent to prison on firearms convictions. A May 2013 Independent Police Conduct Authority review found police searches, vehicle stops, roadblocks and photographs taken in Tūhoe country on October 15, 2007 were unlawful, unjustified and unreasonable. The police officially apologised to the Ruatoki community for the wrongdoing that occurred during the raids in August 2014, although they did not apologise for carrying out the raids.
Inside the whare, I apologised for the police conduct during what we now know as Operation 8, for the hurt, for the loss of mana that we caused, especially in respect of the tamariki and the mokopuna, the innocent people that were caught up and the way we actually treated them.
For Tūhoe, they are trying to move forwards from the experience 10 years ago. Moving forward for Tūhoe has meant that the iwi have undertaken their own mana motuhake, self-determination, towards reconciliation led by Tamati Kruger.
I don't see any ghosts hanging around from 10 years ago with the terror raids. I think most Tūhoe are satisfied that we've dealt with that.
The healing process is also continuing for those arrested and prosecuted in the raids. In news today, Tama Iti and Rangi Kaiwhiria Kimara are seeking a royal pardon, while some legal issues are also continuing to be ironed out. Despite wanting to move on from the experience of 2007, you can be sure it will be a long time before Tūhoe forgets. The scars run deep, and the events of October 15 will leave a mark in the history of this iwi, also known as the Children of the Mist, forever. Sam Smith reporting for 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.